Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Many, many, many years ago when I was young, a country singer named Kathy Mattea sang a song about loneliness in the city. And it seems to be a real problem that you can live in a big city with tons of people around and be incredibly lonely. The chorus of the song says this, "They roll by just like water, and I guess we never learn. Go through life parched and empty, standing knee deep in a river and dying of thirst." There's a woman in a crowd. She wanted to be anonymous, unknown, unnoticed. She was afraid. She had no hope. Like the song says, she was standing knee deep in a river and dying of thirst until Jesus came and changed things for her. Listen to her story. Now, this story shows up in three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. This reading is a compilation of the three, because each of the stories has little different details. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake, for they were all expecting him. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter, a girl of about 12, is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she got worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched my clothes?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, and seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. She told why she had touched him, and how she had been instantly healed. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Now this woman, her suffering began at about the same time that Jairus' joy began, when his daughter was born. Jairus has enjoyed 12 years of his daughter's company. The woman had suffered for 12 years with a problem that showed no sign of going away. Physically, she had a condition that was known as dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Now there are several methods of treating it. Hormone therapy, surgery. But in Christ's time, there was no treatment that worked, as she found out. She had gone to many doctors and spent all she had, and instead of getting better, she got worse. Let me give you an example of the treatments that were suggested for this problem. Take of gum Alexandria, of alum, and of crocus, a certain weight. Let them be mixed together and given in wine to the woman that has the issue of blood. But if this fails, take of Persian onions, 9 pints, boil them in wine, and give it to her to drink and say, arise from thy flux. And should this fail, set her in a place where two roads meet and let her hold a cup of wine in her hand and let somebody come up behind her and scare her, saying, arise from thy flux. But should this fail, and he goes on with similar things. Nothing worked. Because of her constant bleeding, she had anemia, iron poor blood. We'd give her iron supplements today. But she's weak. She tires easily. She's got no energy. Mentally, she's frustrated. She's tried everything that she knows to do, and nothing works. Every doctor she's gone to has failed her, and some of them have even made it worse. She didn't feel good about herself. Guys, we don't have to deal with this, fortunately. But one woman I know said, at this time of month, I feel like a gross infection. Can you imagine feeling like that every day for 12 years? She was depressed. She was low. She was desperate. She was willing to take a big risk to try and be healed. Financially, she was ruined. She'd spent everything she had. Now, we don't know how old this woman was, but we know that she was single. Scripture said she had spent all she had. If she'd have been married, her husband would have borne the responsibility of it. But either she'd never married, her husband had died, or he'd left her. She was on her own, ruined. If she was young, she wasn't marriageable. In a society where producing an heir was considered the blessing of God, a woman who couldn't have children was considered to be under God's curse. Remember when John the Baptist's mother found out she was pregnant? She said, God has taken away my disgrace. But her disgrace lingered. Nobody wants me. Spiritually, things are just as bad. Because she's unclean. So she can't go to the temple. She can't go to the synagogue. Because she's not welcome there. Because she's going to make other people unclean. And not only was she not welcome, she was scorned. Because the religious leaders wouldn't come near her for fear of being made unclean. Stay away, stay away. You're not welcome. All she knew about Christ was that he had the power to heal. But she didn't know anything else about him. But that was enough to start. She was unclean. The book of Leviticus says, when a woman has a regular flow of blood, the impurity of her monthly period will last 7 days. And anyone who touches her will be unclean until evening. She can pass on her uncleanness just by touching somebody. Nobody wants to be unclean. She was a person who had very little going for her. How did she even make a living? Nobody'd buy from her in the marketplace. Maybe she'd been reduced to begging. She couldn't even work as a prostitute. She had nothing going for her. She was sick, depressed, mentally, physically, spiritually impoverished. She was not one of those people who remained vibrant and cheerful in spite of long suffering. Her long trouble had got her down. The lepers, even the tax collectors, the blind beggars, had the courage to come and stand in front of Christ and say, "Help me, heal me." All she could do was sneak up behind him and hope to be unnoticed. She approached Jesus from behind. She didn't have the courage to meet him face to face. She wasn't worthy, as far as she was concerned. She just wanted to touch the edge of his garment, sneak away into the crowd. Now, by touching him, she made him unclean. And do you know what the Pharisees and the Sadducees would have done to her if she had made them unclean? Ooh, she'd have heard it. She didn't know Jesus was different. That's why she did what she did in fear. If she was caught, she would be humiliated. She'd suffer the wrath of the rabbi. Who was she to make him unclean? But she knew somehow that he had the power to heal her, and she was desperate enough to try it. So in the crowd, she reached out and touched him. And she felt immediately that something had happened. She was cured. And now to get away. But getting away wasn't going to happen. Jesus felt power go from him. And he said, "Who touched me?" Oh, come on. What are you talking about? There's a crowd around you. People are bumping into you all the time. How do you, why do you say, who touched me? No. Somebody touched me. And they had a reason for touching me. And I felt the power go out. Who did it? And when she realized there was no escape, she came and knelt before him, scared out of her wits. What was going to happen now? And she told him her story. And the thing she didn't expect happened. Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Words of kindness. Words of grace. Words of compassion. She didn't expect it. She got more than she had come for. Now, why did Christ stop and ask who touched me? He could have just walked on and he knew what had happened. Could have just walked on. Neat. But she needed more than just to be healed in her body. The crowd needed to know that she was healed so that she could be socially acceptable. She needed to know the grace of God, that her spirit, her mind, could be healed. She needed to know that she was healed and made whole in every sense. She needed to know the character of the one she had touched. She needed to know that he was different from all the rest of the religious people. She needed to know that with God, there is compassion. There is caring. Now, there are lots of lessons for us in this story. The woman was hesitant to approach Jesus because she knew what religious people were like. Are people hesitant to come to Christ because what they see in us? A lady I worked with invited a friend of hers to go to church. Why would I want to go to church? I feel bad enough already. It's not the way it should be. What will you do when the woman with the bleeding problem comes into your life? Oh, that's easy. I'll just show her the love of Christ. But maybe it won't be a bleeding problem. Maybe they're just weird. Maybe they carry the shame of an unwanted pregnancy. Maybe they've got AIDS. Maybe they've got some sort of addiction. What will you do? How will you treat them? Will you be righteous? Or will you be Christ-like? Are you willing to let someone in need reach out and touch you and respond as Christ did? If they do, will you meet the needs they feel and the needs they don't recognize? Will you be Christ to them? The other thing is, we don't need to be afraid to approach Christ. It's safe to come to Him. He welcomes us just as we are. He received this woman with love and gentleness and kindness, in spite of her condition. She didn't have to be healed to be able to come to Him. She had to come to Him to be healed. And He doesn't require us to change before we come to Him. We come to Him that we may be changed. Max Lucado put it this way: God loves you just the way you are, but He loves you too much to leave you that way. He wants you to be just like Jesus. By His reaction to her, Christ showed not only her, but all those around her that He could be approached. And through His life, there was nobody who came to Him who was turned away from Him. I saw a poem in the chapel in O'Hare Airport in Chicago. It was written by a lady named Nancy Spielberg. It pretty much sums up this lady. Lord, I crawled across the barrenness to You with my empty cup, uncertain and asking any small drop of refreshment. If only I had known You better, I'd have come running with a bucket. Come running. Amen.